Yud Beis Menachem Av, Friday the 8th of August, Rabbi Moshe Halpern, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. This will be the last shiur until Sunday, the 24th of August. We wish you all a safe and happy holiday.
First of all, possibly for the sun here. I've said more than once a shiur here, but I don't think I've been since the Besmedesh has been enlarged with Shem Klein or Mamish. One of the psikim, I think we say, Achibi Mokum Aholach, I don't know if it ends about Koyle, it's one of the Shevin Lechemte, it's not a psik, it's Achibi Mokum Aholach, and it's a Bemis Aschir for the Besmedesh, that the Chushva Achsani Shal Koyle, so I want to mention the Besmedesh and the organizers and the roof of Besmedesh, you did need the Arab of the Shtem, the Zoych Zan, the Agla Perim Vadiro. Also understand today's she is nit was mishpachas diamond gam gesehen shuv du du was oh yod yod shach was his mother was going in spal in the smedish something from before I was born still yeah match itself so to talk about 50 years plus the shum is alum aliyah in the malum yeshias but now as we've heard those unfortunately have heard the news before davening so it's noch longer im netz is so so even after my sach schiers and gibt's alle jeden. The Gemara in Kedushin, the Aflamad of Medallah says, Umar Rav Safran and Meshim Rav Shir ben Chananya, Maidik Siv this week said, Vishenamtom Levonechu, Al Tikka Vishenamtom Elo Vishelashtem. Now, Achminish can go to the Medaktik, why this Al Tikka is, in the goose in the back of the Gemara, so quickly someone's something in Masbem and Mishkul covered, whatever, it's not my line, Beitch the Medaktik, if they can explain me what he says, I looked up and told you to me, I also didn't understand exactly. But there's the Gemara. Al Tikka Vishenamtom Elo Vishelashtem. Says the Gemara, Le'oilam Yishalash Udam Shinoisa, the person should divide his lifetime in three. Shlish b'mikra, a third he should learn chemish, shlish b'mishnah, a third he should learn mishnah, shlish b'talmud, a third he should learn gemura. The gemura asks me, Yudah kamachaya, does a person know, if a person knows he's going to live for 120, so 40 is chemish, 40 is mishnah, 40 is gemura, but how does that, so gemura lo tzricha li yoymer. As Rashi says in the days of the week, so Sunday, Monday, mishnah, chemish, Tuesday, Wednesday, Mishnah, and Thursday, Friday, Gemura. Shabbos, I imagine, makes Chazur and everything else. Tosus disagrees because the same question one could apply. Does he know if he's going to live the whole week? And Tosus says it applies in every day. One should learn a third Chimish, a third Mishnah, a third Gemura. And Tosus brings that the Rabban Rangum was Mesakin, that before Psikhet Zimra, we had to say, we say the Kabunas, which is Chimish, Tuni Rabunum, which is Gemura, and Aizim Mekoyman, which is Mishnayas. So one thing I learned from there is that it doesn't have to go dafke say the chemish mishnah and gemura, because every day we say chemish gemura mishnah. So I'll start off a bit with gemura, a bit of mishnah, a bit of chemish. So you asked me what the title of today's shiur is. I wasn't prepared for that question, so I took something which is nagaya for the last thing. An interesting shala which came up in the koilo is Reuven had a flat to let. Shimon was his agent. And Levi wasn't actually Levi because it was a goy, was the tenant. Shimon understood that this flat could be converted into two flats and should make more money from it. He asked Reuven, Reuven refused. He didn't want to invest money for whatever reason. He didn't want the place converted into two flats. Shimon saw it's a wasted opportunity, so Shimon put into the property his own money and made two leases. One rent he handed over back to Reuven, and the other he put in his pocket. Yes, a shine shalat says, a government finish, that's not a question. Now, eventually, like Sofgan of Letlia, the council found out that they didn't have permission to convert it, so they sent a letter of complaint to the landowner. So obviously he found out. The question is, who does this money belong to? The money, which in theory is Levi, but for us it's the second goy. Who does the money belong to? To Shimon or to Reuven? Obviously, everyone first of all would say, so it's Reuven's house, it belongs to him. The woman of a kamer, it's chuf or chufalev, goes into a sigya of ze nehene veze loy chusa. Someone has got a nua from something, and the other person is not chusa. Like a tchile, one can't do it. If someone's got an empty property, and someone says, listen, you're not doing anything with it, let me live over here. He's entitled to say no, it's a midastom, nish midastom if he's got a reason, whatever. The question is if he actually came and lived there. And after 6 months, the Balbus found out that he's been living there. So there's a concept of Zenehene Zelechusa. I lived over here for 6 months, and I didn't have to pay rent for the place. But it was an empty property which he weren't planning to do anything. Is a concept of Zenehene Zelechusa. So Bas Yosef in Shinayin Hai, and Shin Samachim, and I think it's also to Bas Yosef. So Bas Yosef brings B'Shem HaRashba, that here then it's based also on the Gemara, if, like in this, in a similar case to this, that someone had a house, someone else, Rimon had a house, Shimon came without Rimon's concept and added on a first floor, an Aliyah, which is called in the Gemara an Aliyah, and he rented it out to Levi. So, L'choyle, Levi shouldn't have to pay rent b'chlal. Why? Because Reuven didn't know anything about it. As far as Reuven was concerned, he didn't even have a first floor. It didn't exist. So it's Zecher L'kayim L'adver. The same if you've got an empty property which has been lying empty. If, as far as you're concerned, you've only got air there, which you can't charge someone for using your airspace, or not the same amount of money as you would charge for a flat. Shimon, who invested money, is Reuven taka owes him, if Reuven would have any usage of it, he might have to pay him back for the money that if he made his property more valuable than something else. But as far as Levi is concerned, Levi shouldn't have to pay any rent. Yet in the Rishonim Vazdos, if Levi did pay Shimon, then there's a shala sufik whether Shimon should give back the money to Levi or should transfer the money to Reuven, and that's
Levi is the tenant.
Levi is the tenant.
Why should he pay no rent to Shimon?
Shimon's the owner of the property.
But Shimon's the one who created the flat.
Yeah, still, but so if the property became more value, Reuven would owe Shimon the money. If Reuven would have any benefit because the property rose in value, he would have to pay. Reuven would have to pay Shimon for the value of the property, but the property is not Shimon. He's only an agent. Here, in my case, he was an agent for flat one, not flat two. The Rishonim HaTuk Matan, he wasn't an agent at all. But even for whatever reason, had a neglected property. Shimon, as was an opportunist, whatever it's called, decided he would invest money and make money on Reuven's property. Something that's something which is brought down. Yeah, similar sort of Gemara. Yeah, me. Oh, so if Levi has paid Shimon, then there's a shala. Levi's not mechiv to pay. If he has paid Shimon, and that's something which is a bit hard to understand, if he's not mechiv to pay l'ketchila, why, if he already has paid Shimon, should there be a shala in the Rishonim whether he gets the money back, which we would understand? If he's not mechiv to pay l'ketchila, why, if he has already paid b'dieved, should he not get the money back? But there is a shala in the Rashba itself. Maybe that money should go to Reuven, because the Masa, it's Reuven's house. So here the Shala is, if we would accept that Levi is not Mechiv to pay, since Levi is Gevena Aina Yehidi, and according to English law, I don't know, I would have to ask the solicitor whether he's Mechiv to pay or not, but I don't think he comes into the Shala. I can put him the Aina Yehidi didn't come to Kohl to ask the Shala. If the money should go back to Levi, then Shimon's got his problems. It says Tuas Akim, Mat Akim, or whatever. Maybe he's entitled to take the money, then he wouldn't have to give over the money to Reuven. If we would say, according to the Sufik and the Shoyim, that the money belongs to Reuven, he would, but the Sufik is a Mechzik, is whoever's Mechzik is Mechzik, and the other Blat Chozikim is a Pah. Another Shala, which one could say is, here's a bit interesting. The case which the Shoinim speak is someone who had either an empty site or he had a ground floor flat, and the other person added on another floor. That other floor is Lokai Milagra. Here the case was there was a flat. It was just a large flat, and what you do to convert it, you take the same space and you make a division, and you redo the rooms and the bathrooms and whatever, and the kitchen in the same space, you make two flats. So here the question is whether that's also considered the second flat, Loi Kaimel Agra, because the master, this space was Kaimel Agra, but only for £250 a week, and he made it into £500 a week. So that's the question is, a similar question would be, so what we're talking about is a chutz of the loy kaim lager, which is not meant to be, either was lying vacant for a long time, or in our case, where he added on another place which didn't exist. If you have a place which is normally let out, let's say for two people, and this agent let it out now for four people, so he got more rent. And the Balbus always let it out for two people, not for four. Now the question is, the additional two, is that also considered like a loy kamel agri or not? Okay, that's one thing with the Chalik and Gemurah. Chalik and Mishnah and Pekovus. Ben zoyim oyim ha'ayzei chuchem ha'loymed mikoludon. Yeah, one thinks always that the clever person is someone who knows it all and only preaches and doesn't listen. Chazal tell us it's different. A chuchem is loymed mikol udom, mikol melamda iskalti. From everyone, someone can learn something, whether it's in afele in lenin, matamida yosef mekila. And we see takem and zoyme was paid back. The Gemur in Bruches says, umer bluzer ben azaria. Haraya nike ben shiv mishuna. He was, you know, he became nusi when he was 17 years old. But he had his beard, became like a Yida Zuknan, a good Lador. I wasn't zoich in my lifetime that we should say Krishna by night. In those times, they only said Krishna by day. Why? Because there was a machlekes tishin the Chachumim and others, where the Vidashim, Yemei Chayechu Hayumim, Kol Yemei Chayechu Lovi Lemois HaMashiach, Ben Zoyme said, Yemei Chayechu Hayumim, Kol Yemei Chayechu Lerabas HaLailas. So, Archidosh Ben Zoyme, Rashi brings the, why was he called Ben Zoyme only of his father's name? Because he wasn't yet a Zukten who had Smicha Vimazukta on his own account, and Nochben Vimazukta Inge Gudel. And yet, Klal Yisrael, to this day, I don't know how many years it is from Ben Zoyme, it's about 2,000 years, I would imagine. Klal Yisrael says Krishna every night, and Schist from Ben Zoyme, yeah, because he was repaid for his. For the Indian from Mekom Melamda Iskalti, so Klal Yisrael took on his aluch, and Klal Yisrael, he became the Melamed of Klal Yisrael Amzazun Krishma every night. The Gemara Masechtas Tumid of Lamed Beis Medalev says that Alexander Smoikten asked the Ziknei HaNegev a couple of questions. One of them is, who is called Chuchem? So he said, Horoyes HaNoilet, someone who sees in the future. The others are the same. But in as far as the chuchem, he says aroyes hanoylet. Push of shat is that a chuchem is not someone who's can learn and has to see. You do something, you have to know what it can bring to, what it can escalate to. So a wichtige limit. But I saw is a pshat. I think I saw it in Keil Matziv and Rab Tzvi Hershferber. Brings on the Gemura, a Gemura Chagiga Dafei Med Aleph. Steigt in Pashas, Vayelech in the Teuchecha. V'chura api b'yoy mahi v'azavtim. Yeah, the Irish says, I'll become angry on that day, and v'azavtim achel uklozen klal iso, v'stati puna mehem, I'll cover kevyuchu my face from them. V'ho yulecho, they'll become food, that means the goyim will eat them up. And v'tzui ruos rabos v'ruos, v'tzulos. The Yidden Klal Yisrael then say, "Haloi al ki aina lekai bekebi," because the Eibishter is not in my midst. Metzuini yoruos uayde. Amoyer dike gemura. Omer abadle ba tevim umerav. Kol she ainoi behest punim. Someone who doesn't experience hest punim, aina mehem is not part of Klal Yisrael. Perish Rasha. Mezeira Yisrael dekseir bistati punim mehem. What does this two spoon mean? She tzoyek metzuras habuas ulav. A shrite of the tzuras which come on him, the ainainaina, shalo yevoi. Sometimes we feel very despondent. We daven and the Eibush that doesn't answer us. The Gemurah says, fakir, someone who is not in, always his tfilas ve'ainaina is our problem, is the aina mehem, sachelik fin the toichacha, which we have to go through, that there is an inyan, that we have to daven even if we don't feel that we are being answered. Says the Mu'avata, Kol she'ayna bevahoyu lecho, says Rasha, she'ayv the chum sholem emoyno, they take away his money. Doesn't mean actually that the person's at top, but they take away his belongings. Ayna mehem, interestingly, Gemurah, Omlai Rabbuna l'ruvah, the Rabbuna said to Ruvah, Ma, Ruvah, lo'y behest apunim yisa, we see, when Ruvah, you daven, the Eibishter helps you, v'lo'y behoyu lecho, so we can't see that anyone is, the government is taking away your money, so where are you in this, in this issue, Omani said to them, "Yadiasi, do you know Kamim Shadana Betzina by Shvoy Malka? How much I have to pay under the table to Shvoy Malka? Was then the rulers then? Afilu Huche Yehove by Rabunan Anaya. The Chachumim, in the literal translation, is Am Gegei Ma'oyik. One would call it maybe Ein Hara or something like that. Adahucha, while they were speaking, Shuda the Vaishway Malka, the Govi, they took away his belongings. Says Rova, Haina the Tanya Umrab Shim Gamliel, Komukum Shanovsni Chachumim Anayim, wherever the Chachumim gave their eyes, that means the Motzke Chepet, although it wasn't his fault, Oy Misa, Oy Oyni, Cholila, Misa and Anishvetsa Oyni. Tachter of the Faber Zaya Shayim. The Gemara says, the Pusik says in Shmois that Moshe Baini, when he hit the Mitzri, he says, Vayaki Ein Ish. So Chazal says, what says Vayaki Ein Ish? Not that he was worried about anyone looking. He looked to see if anyone would come out from this Mitzri, like we see the Ivish said, the Amon and Moyov, one mustn't wage war with them. Now says, Usse Darosekim Finzai Ris Venamo. So here then, Moshe Baini, before he killed the Mitzri, he looked to see if there was anyone who had come out from him. We see Amoyde Kigemura and Soited of Nadumum and Beis. The Pusik says that Elisha arrived to Yericho, the Yomi Anshu Eel Elisha. Hinainu Moshe Vayetoi, it's a good place, Yericho, Kashadoini Roya, but it's got a problem, Amayim Ruin, the waters over here are bad. Ruetz Meshakeles, anyone who drank from the natural waters from Yericho, unfortunately died. The Yoim Elisha said, Chili Tzlichis Chedusha, take me a new bottle. The Simisham Melech put in its salt. The Yikhi Ailov, they gave it to him. The Yaitzel Moitz Hamayim, he went to the source of the water. The Yashlech Sham Melech, and he put in the salt. The Yoim Koyum Hashem, so says the Ibish Shere Fusi Lamayim Waile, I've cured the water. La Yim Sham Oid Movesim Shakeles. The people won't die from it. To this day, I haven't been to Yericho, and I wouldn't advise anyone to go there now, but as the Pusik says, it's the water over there is good. Kadova Elisha Ashadibbe, says the Pusik, V'yal Mesham Baiskaid, Elisha went from Yericho to Baiskaid, V'yoyle Badeirech, and Urim Ktamim, little children, Yotzi Menuir, V'yiskalsi boy, they laughed at him, V'yoy Miloy Alay Kairech, the Pushpat is he was bought. Kairech, it says, huh?
Kairech.
Is a double tzedai. How do you say a double tzedai?
Is that pasach under the fence?
I don't know. I didn't put it. I haven't got the chimshim in front of me. Okay, Dick, I told you now, Dick is not going to have the...
K-reach.
That's a double tzedai, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. Achra v'yirem, he saw the children, v'yikala lehm b'shem Hashem, v'tatzenu, shtayim dibim, they came out two bears, minaya from the woods, v'tifkanu mehem abum shtay ludim, 42 children in Abachua were killed. Says the Gemura, Rabbi Yechonim Shimre Maya, that kol she'ena melava mislava, people who don't, are not mekayim mitzvahs levoya, that if the Anshi Yericho would have accompanied Elisha on his way out, it wouldn't have happened. Kile Shoifach Dumin. Says the Gemura, Alei Kereyach, yeah. So the Pushup means that he was a Kereyach, he was bought. The Zaldashen Shekrach Tulaini Samukim, you've ruined our business. Why? So Rashi says that until now, because the water wasn't good, they used to be the water carriers and they used to bring water from outside town. Now the water became good. So they lost their job. Omer Bluza, it says Neurim Ktanim, Shem Neurim in a mitzvahs. They weren't very Torah-dicker people, mitzvahs. Ktanim Shem Ktanim Minah, that they didn't have enough a minah, so they should have believed that even if they lost the penusa, they actually could give them a penusa in another way. Vayifen Achra Vayidim, he saw them. Here we see the Lushan, which we kind of should get to, that Kol Mukum, he says, Re'ir, is Oyoini Yomisa. Maru, Umarav, Ru, Mamish, Kedatanya, the Mu says, if Shimon Ami Loima, Kol Muk Shinosti Chumar Nayim, is Oyomisa Oyoini. Shmuel says that there was problems that they were born on Yom Kippur. If Yitzhak Nafi, Umar, Glorious, Ru, Lehen, Kamoidim, they were going in Goisha hairstyles. That they didn't have a geshmak and a mitzvah. So the Gemara asked the same question about them, Maile, but maybe they would have good children. Maybe they would have had good children. Kol mukum, The Aizi Chucham Eroyes Eroyles means that a Chucham who wants to be manish someone is not enough. He looks at that person, and that person is someone who is Rui to Oynish. He has to look at Samnoyle to see whether the children, the future generations, and Dusashen Agresa Madraiga, which is very difficult for someone to say, that he can check that even if that person is Mechir Misa, whether there's nothing that can come out of him. Here, Elisha, first of all, he was a Novi, and from the way they looked, and their hairstyles, and from what he understood, from where they're coming from, and the way they behave, he realized that this is not children which there's a hope that there will come out from them a future, so what does it can't manage them. But and that says, Oymisa means if they can see that there's no good out of them. If there is something good out of them, so you don't want to kill the person, is uni is chushev kemes, but yet he can have children. This week said that we see as Moshe Baini says that Shtar Gebeten, he should be able to go into Eretz Yisroel, and the Eibishter that told him, I'm not allowing you in. Alai lo yishapisku, v'su ha'neichu, yumot tzvoyno, tamuno, mizruchu, irai ba'neichu. Moshe Baini wasn't allowed in, but Moshe Baini's eyes looked through the Avir of Eretz Yisroel. My father, Zangzint, heard it from Yid, who heard it from the Rogachover, and I actually saw it, if I'm not mistaken, in Alam Natrifa, the quote, in Saf Mespanayach, and I checked it then, I even made a note of it, I couldn't find it, in Saf Mespanayach, in his cipher, also brings it. We know that Moshe Baini has spoken about a lot of Tisha B'Av, Mizmal Yusuf, Kinnel Usuf Miboilai, that the destruction of the Besamidash. Chazal tell us, Shufa Chamusoi al Eitzim va Eitzim al Avunim. So the Eibishter Kaviyuchu vent out his anger on the Eitzim al Avunim. And Klal Yisrael can exist without the Besamidash and without Gulas. It's tough, but Klal Yisrael can exist. But in Klal Yisrael is Gebim Netzach Yisrael lo Yishakir. And the Tzvum say that Moshe Baini was in the Bechina fin Zeh Adova Shadib Hashem. Moshe Baini was, his Avoida was so big that he wasn't something in itself, Moshe Baini, when he spoke, it's as if the Eibishter spoke. Whatever Moshe Baini did was divinity what the Rebbeinu Shalom does is Nitzchius. If Moshe Baini would have come into Eretz Yisrael and built the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash would have had the Koyach of Nitzchius, and the Beis Hamikdash couldn't, what Menashekem Chul mach the Beis Hamikdash. So Kedai Klal Yisrael, or Ken Lohum Akiyem, Moshe Baini was not allowed in, it was built, Tochtu V'da Melech, Shtoyim Melech, Och Kvim, for the Glest of Klal Yisrael, over there Koyach for Nitzchius, this is something which is unique to Moshe Baini. Yet, since Moshe Rabbeinu's eyes looked through David Eretz Yisroel, so we see in the Gemara says that Eretz Yisroel had a lot of skillers. The Pilate says it's so when Yisroel when Gven Shirin Alad Musom. After the Chom Besamidash, nothing was left of Eretz Yisroel. Ein Zashtait Yom Chazal, as Avira the Eretz Yisroel Machkim. The Avir of Eretz Yisroel, the air in Eretz Yisroel is something which makes someone who's Zoicher to come to Eretz Yisroel and then with Bishop Tava, even in the Chom days, he can feel the Avira Eretz Yisroel. Why is that? Because although Moshe Baini physically didn't come in, his eyes looked through the Avir Eretz Yisroel, Yom HaVakayim HaTzvayin HaVanegbo, so in the Avir Eretz Yisroel, the Apeich HaNitzchiz. My father's Zanzin, it was many years ago in Switzerland with the Sapn Ruv Shabbos Chazon. Sapn Ruv said, Hashayin Avot, in Halucha says, that Mafte Shabbos Chazon, one should give for Udom HaYedaya LeKoinen. Pushup Shab means someone who was can... like this Gitarup, the Avtoida was Mo'oyle Zahn, the Oilem, Tzitshiva. Chassidim, the Rebbe, segregated such an Indian to take the harsh words in the Toilah, the Toichacha, in this Ostetatschen of Gitarzachen. So the Sapnu will look to us, it's nish Pushup Shata, but Udama Yedai Lekoina means someone who can take the harsh words of Sidu in the Toicha and in the Avtoida, for Shabbos Chazon, in this Ibetatschen. So he said them there, Shine of Oz, Friday night by the Tish. We see there's a machloikis in Sechta Shabbos. Shabbos said, do a isaf in hoitzua. You mustn't carry something. Something which is a tachshit, yeah, which is a diamond or golden watch, whatever is ikaden stuf from ikaden attached, is like a malbush, like you're allowed to carry what you're wearing, a shirt, a reckle, shoes, is attached, yeah, is also, although it can be loose, it's hanging, dangling down, is also considered a malbush. So there's a machlekes whether a soldier to wear his sword, whether that's considered a tachshit or not. Is it something which is used? Or you say no, it's something which is part of the uniform, is to have a sword. So the Gemara brings a pusik, it says, Chagoy chabuchu al yuraich, giboy hoitchu vahadureichu. That's the pride, the splendor of a soldier is to have a sword. So the other Tana says no, this is applying to Chabah Shel Toira. It doesn't apply to a literal sword, it applies to the Chabah Shel Toira. In Halucha, we take on the opinion that a Chalev is not considered Tachshit, because we hold that Chagoy, the Pusik, which says Chalev is talking to Chabah Shel Toira, although it's not, as you would see, the literal translation. So in Tach, we say in the Avtoira in Shabbos Chazon, Im Toivi Yishmatem, if you be good and you listen to the Torah, then you'll have the goodness of Eretz Yisrael. Im Tamami, Im Risem, you'll be Moile, Alushan from the Vidushpeinig, that means you won't listen. Chelev, sorry?
Rebel.
Is Chelev to Ikli, Chulilem, at Nisakloven, Docha Chelev. Take a touch, took the. Well, if in Tovim Shmatem, that means that you Yidden will be Shoyra Alad Musum as it's supposed to be. Eretz Yisrael will have a lot of skillers. You won't have to. There'll be a lot of skillers. In Tamani Merisem, that means that we are Chobn Eretz Yisrael is Chelev Teikli. The only thing which you will be able to eat will be the. The Chaba Shel Toira, the Oskatach, the Chelev Teikli of the Chaba Shel Toira. Father Zanagin heard from someone who once went in during the First World War, is going one of the greatest rebels, who is going Bakant, that's a Moedek Gudel Batoyla, is going the Blue Zhevaruv, the Tzvila Tzadik, to people, Mesami Goldsvin, he had the Einikel, the Blue Zhevarab, of Shul, Hochzeachushi, going to Menai Brak, he's known for all the, for the Mitkemach, the Shoyla, but at Kappa Zayde, who was one of the Gedoyla Oilen, and this person came into him, and it was after Chatzos, and he found him learning Tzos and Nesivas. As a rebel and tzos nesivas is one thing, but after chatzos and in wartime, what's the gemeint? When some tillim, taking chatzos, if something be mezuk more supernatural, mechum in the world, to mezuk tamida chachum in ma'abim shulam be'olam. There is an amount of mechum which there has to be in this world. If tamida chachum take that mechum and they convert it to mechamtel shel toyle, then the ma'abim shulam. Now is the time when there's a mechum in the world. The mazugim for that person, besides learning tzos and sivas and moedik kazach, that even as far as he was concerned, that the Rebbe Dav Zayn Tzemach and Shulam Be'olam is tzos and sivas is the emesim mechamtel shel toyle. So the mazukta sezhanta matzav from mechum Be'olam is the same which we learn and we argue in learning. We learn different opinions of sedu and learn is. Mamam Shulam Boilam.